Our Father in heaven, we come to you this day in the name of our wonderful Savior. We call upon you. We seek for thy strength this day. We pray for thy anointing. We pray for thy fellowship of the Holy Ghost that enables us to be more than conquerors through you which loves us. And Father, we realize that so many people are getting rid of the one that can help them, the Holy Ghost, which is the acting force that works upon this earth in this last hour. And many people are desirous. I've been in meetings when they didn't want no part of your Spirit. And Father, I just pray for a mighty blessing here tonight. This day, I thank you for your goodness. I thank you for your mercy. I thank you for loving kindness. I thank you for tender mercy. And Father, we just give you praise. We give you honor. And we give you glory. And Father, you're just putting somehow in my mind about Jonah. And I really believe this day that we're all a little like Jonah. Jonah was a Jonah. The story tells that Jonah was a man that God called by his Spirit to go and preach to Nineveh. And he was telling them the news that they had to repent or they was going to be wiped off the face of the earth. Basically, that was pretty harsh sayings. But so Jonah didn't want to give out this message. And Jonah finally runs from the Lord. You know, in life, we do that as God starts leading us down that path, way to heaven, that we have a tendency in our own frail bodies leaving the move of the Spirit. We go into what we think, what we know, what we remember, what we said. We think on the things that we have done and not on the things that God has done. With that, we become very impulsive to do wrong things. Our thinking is backwards. Our thinking is not correct. We take the Spirit of God to illuminate us in a very powerful, in a very direct way. In this last hour, we're living in very difficult times and times that we've never seen, faced, thought, or never heard of. And we know the coming is very soon because the signs on the times are truly here. And we know the budding of the fig tree has already happened. And there's figs ready for harvest. There's things that's coming very timely. This time is appointed as an appointment for every one of us. Every one of us on earth, every man, every girl, every boy, every aunt, every uncle has an appointment to stand before the Son of God. And your word says we have to stand before the Son. And when we get to where we can't stand before the Son of God, there comes a time that is appointed unto man must die, then comes the judgment. We thank you for the deliverance that's here. We haven't forgot about Jonah. He's on the back burner for the second. But he is like we are, very earthly. We are made up of earth. We're made up of our thoughts. We might read the Bible a few times, but we're still very earthly. We feel the things of the earth. We feel the gravity. We feel all the directions. We remember. Sometimes we forget. But all this is part of our mindset. We remember where we was last year at Thanksgiving time, where we was at Christmas time. And that's our memory working as God put it within our minds to remember the things we like, go through life's pathway. But with that, we have a mindset so much so hard, we get so in tune and thinking everything out. We think everything out that's what's going to happen. We forget that God has to come into our lives and change us. There has to be changing take place in our hearts and lives. And after we receive Jesus, that transformation has come forth as a mighty gush of new power, a new strength. And we become a new creation in Christ Jesus. In that time, we are to develop in the things that are good. We're to think on the things that are good. We're to put off the former man, the old man, the old corrupt man. And we're put on the new armament. If any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Be ye strong, Lord, in the power of his might. There's a lot of multitude of scriptures that bring us to that place of coming into a greater power, a greater strength, a greater ability. But it doesn't come in by us moving in our own minds. It actually hinders us from receiving what the Holy Spirit has for us. The Spirit of God is to be our leadership. As a Christian, we need to have our minds focused on God. I'm making a real broad platform to get upon, because most of us are all working pastors, teachers, all educators of Christian works. Most are working in the mind area. They've learned, they study, they write down, they keep some of the things to be displayed as from voice. They write things down to speak out and verbally. Sermons are preached and all things are done. But most everybody is doing in their own mind context, even though they're using the word. But God is above every order that we've ever seen. God's above everything that you've ever thought of. He is bigger than everything itself. He is bigger than the biggest mountain. And He knows all. He is all. And He will be with those who will plainly put their trust in the living God. We're like Jonah. We go out and we start running. We start fleeing from the presence of God. Because the Holy Spirit is love, joy, peace, goodness, and meekness. And there's something within us that wars against the good things. Even though we go to church, there's something within us that wants to not go the proper way. And there becomes a warring. And we're actually leaving God as Jonah left God, fleeing from the presence of God. Most of us, we actually flee from the Spirit of God. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty, there's power, there's blessings. Greater is He that's within you and He that's within the world. The Bible says, let not your hearts be troubled, neither let it be afraid. God has not given the spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind. If God be for us, who could be against us? All these areas, we find that we need the input, the power, the personality of the Holy Ghost. We need the personality of God the Father, God the Son, Jesus forevermore. We need His help. We need His strength. We run from the one that can help us. Anytime we're in churches that are Spirit-filled churches, the Spirit of God starts moving. Everybody clams up. They shut up. They don't want no one to speak anything. And everything gets back to what normal is, where there's nothing said. So when there's nothing said, then the pastor, whoever's speaking, he speaks from his mind. He speaks not from the Spirit, but he speaks from the mind. People don't agree with this, but it's truly right. When you start speaking, God must minister through your mind, through His Spirit. You don't have to write it down on a piece of paper. You don't have to understand. You have to trust in God. God is a great dimension, and without Him, we can do nothing. All we do is make up messes, and that's why our churches and things in this world are so messed up. We've tried the very best that we could do is do things within ourselves. But God really wants us to relax and rely on Him. Come unto me, all ye that weary and heavy laden, and I shall give you rest. Take my yoke upon you. Learn of me, for I am meek and lowly, and ye shall find rest for your soul, casting all your cares upon me, for I care for you. Be sober, be vigilant, because the adversary is going around as a roaring lion seeking whom he may devour, whom resist steadfast in the faith. Jonah was resisting. Jonah was fleeing. And many of you out there today, you're fleeing from God. You're coming away from the Bible. It says, draw nigh, and I will draw nigh to you. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. We draw nigh to the things that are evils. Many times, we look for having fun. We look for having a season of enjoyment that's really almost sinful. When we get on the borderline, the Bible says, we're to abstain from all appearance of evil. And that's where we really get in trouble. We're not abstaining from some things that are evil. Out of the abundance of heart, the mouth speaketh. And when we start speaking things that's questionable, we need to realize that's not by the Spirit of God. It's in our, from our flesh. And we need to take time to pray, to call upon God. As Jonah was down there in the belly of that fish, he was calling out from down the deep. And he was entangled with the seaweeds and all of those things that was in that the center of that fish. But God heard his cry, and God delivered him. And today, we find ourselves in life storms like that. We're right down in the bottom. We're down in the very bottom. We couldn't pray for nobody. We have to call upon God. We don't even know how to pray for our food. When we don't pray for food, many, we forget about God. We make it easy. We just forget about God. We go to our church on Sunday morning. We sit back in the back. And we sit, hopefully the pastor doesn't say nothing that'll bring us down to any, making any decisions for the Lord. This may be plain, but this is what it is. And through that, we go home burdened down. We go home not feeling where we should be. And we go home and for another week face another failure, and we have another week of failures. We have a week of troubles. We have a week of having hardness in our lives, having the stain of sin within our lives. We're plagued with evil thoughts. We're plagued doing things that's not right. We have plagues. We're not having love of God in our heart. We know as God's people that we need love. And when we don't have love, it should tell us something, that we're not where we should be. Perfect love casts out all fear. When we don't have love, we have fear brings forth torment. And torment is from bad spirits. It's something that's not from God. We need that supernatural power of God, that cleansing power to come down in heaven, to cleanse us, to save us, to pick us up, to bring us down to that place that we remorse over the things that we've done. And we ask forgiveness. We ask true forgiveness. We ask, we're sorry, Lord. We want to walk in thy victory. We want to walk in thy strength. We don't want to walk as many of the others have walked. Jonah walked. We want to walk and give thy presence. God didn't have to speak to us two times, do something. Jonah was spoken to the first time. He didn't do it. But God's call was still on Jonah. Many times in us, we have not done what God has spoken for us to do. God has spoken for us, first of all, to live for God. He wants us to be above reproach. He wants us to live in perfect harmony and fellowship with our brothers and our sisters. Walk in love, that we would not consume the lust thereof, and we would walk in victory. We would walk not with a haughty head. We would walk in humility, walk directed by the Spirit of God, having the fear of holiness upon us, that we might walk a pleasing unto God, unto all pleasing, that we might be fruitful in every good work, that we might be increasing with all strength and power, glorious power, and long suffering with joyfulness. Always giving thanks to the Father, that we might be partakers of His blessings. We might receive that strength forevermore, that we might receive forgiveness, we might receive purpose as going on through this life, that we might not be a burden through life. And many of us are just burdens, because we're so burdened down that we become burdens. And we find ourselves, people see us go in the first church, and we go in that church, and when they see us come out, and they expect us to be a little Christ-like. But a lot of times we're not very Christ-like. We find out that we want to cheat a little bit on our income tax. We want to not always tell the truth. We want to do little shady things. We want to speak a little evil things. And we want to watch movies that's X-rated. We want to do these things. This makes a bad mark on God's people. And people see us that way. We carry a mark. When God made you and saved you, He made that you would be tell the world that you was above reproach. You would tell the world that I love the Lord with all my heart, that I'm going to study the Word of God. I'm going to seek Him. I'm going to live for God. I'm going to walk upright before Him. I'm going to walk in His blessings. I'm going to walk in His Word. I'm not going to no longer lean in my own understanding. In all my ways I will acknowledge Him, that He shall direct our paths. That's what we need to do. We need to be on the pathway toward heaven, that path that shines more and more to that most perfect day. He will show me the path of life that shines more and more to that most perfect day. We come into perfection through living it. We live it into perfection. We come into God's grace by coming in as a child and seeking God until those rough edges come out. Our exterior parts, the interior is so corrupt many times that our exterior parts even show the marks of sin. We can't hide sin within our heart. Bible says that we have to give all the things that's evil, casting all the cares upon Him, for He cares for you. We need to realize if we take something in that's distasteful, it's going to come out as a blemish. It's going to come out as a heartache. It's going to come out sometimes as tragedies. You're going to find yourself in a place of divorces. You're going to find yourself being in jail. You're going to find yourself going to prison. You're going to find yourself even all worse than you are right now, because these things magnify as we go through life. Unless we do something about it, God gives us a special time And that time to take heed the things that we have heard, lest any time we should let them slip. Many of us take no earnest heed. We just go willfully, go on the same, unconcerned, not caring, not understanding. And we find ourselves, why, Lord, why don't we have revival in church? You know, that's what we all, I've heard this year after year. Why? We need a revival. God, what you need to do is start living right and you'll have a revival. God says, He's given dozens of plans. But what our revivals is when we feel good. Oh, you come down and have, you just yell around and pretty soon you go home and you feel, come back, you actually go home worse than when you come. Because it's not the true spirit. But the spirit of God is there's conviction. There's reason for living for God. There's reason and purpose for walking with God. There's a reason why God has you where you should be. Because one of these days, you can help someone or you can hurt them. Because at that time, at a point in time, when you can give a helping hand, you're helpless within yourself. You find yourself helpless in life. Souls crying out to you, as Nineveh was crying out to Jonah. Jonah was down. He couldn't get to Nineveh. He was in the bottom of the sea. That's where we are. We can't even get to where we're supposed to be to help someone because we're way down in the bottom of the ocean. We're bound there, down in hell, holding there the grips of hell upon us, and we're supposed to be helping our brother, our sisters, and to save them, to be that replacement for them that might help them. And we find ourselves in wanting. We find ourselves denying. We find ourselves looking and judging and complaining. We find ourselves and looking at bad things, walking, taking bad advice. That all the things that are corrupt, we take them. Many people listen for someone that tells them something that should not even thought. If it's not by the Spirit of God, refuse it. Don't let it get in your body. Don't let it get into your mind. It will infect you. It will bring you down to a place of discouragement. It will take you down in a place that you cannot stand. It will be discomfort. It will be torment for you. But you need to keep wholesome thoughts, good thoughts, moral issues, good things without. Think of the things that are good. Think of the things that are holy, with good report, honest. And these are the things that will help you through life. You can get down here and you say, well, I want this revival and I'm so tanked up. And you might be as dead as last year's bird's nest. And last year's bird's nest are pretty dry. And if you have the love of God, you're going to be alive. Alive unto God and dead unto sin. God wants you alive in the Spirit. He wants you to walk and justified by faith. He wants you to walk in His liberty. He wants you to walk in His power. He wants you to walk in holiness for Him, that you will not fail Him, that you'll live upright before Him in His presence, in His glory of God, that you live in the glory of God. I just had my treatment this morning. I'm in physical therapy because I had a stroke, but God was in the stroke. Little did I know this morning, they tried to get my pulse rate to go up because they said it would go up real rapidly, and they didn't want to go up too high because they afraid I might have a heart attack or that. Well, you know what? God gave me such a good heart. Years ago, when He gave me a new heart, my heart doesn't go up, it goes down. This is an hour of hard, what you go through at a gym. Knee bends, upright, standing, walking, and all the things. My heart was actually, rate was lower. And you can have the same in a spiritual heart. God will help you to give you strength. He will help you to endure. He will give you power. You can have His grace upon you. You can have, you don't feel no longer put down by mortal people. And you don't have the power of darkness against you. You can alleviate that and walk in His presence. Walk in His fullness. For His right hand is pleasure evermore. He can walk in victory. And you can walk determined to live for the Lord thy God. And knowing that your name is written down in the Lamb's Book of Life. And you're on your way to heaven. And no one can take that from you. No devil. No one can take that from you. You can claim it. And God will give it to you. You're out there today. You need to claim a better life. You need to claim a better walk. You need to claim having the love of God upon you. You need to have the power of God. You need to have victory. This has been a wide service day. But God's here to enable you. To help you. To encourage you. To bless you, to enrich you, to walk faithfully before Him. At that day that you come up short and wanting, at that day that you don't find yourself naked,
naked, and the church of Jesus Christ is naked this hour. They come out, and God cannot look upon our nakedness. That's why we have to have spiritual covering. God bless you all. I pray that God will bless you in a mighty way. I'm recovering from that stroke, but God is ever with me. And God's given me a new heart many years ago. And I didn't know this, but I do today. God visited me there 30-some years ago. And my heart, He gave me a new heart. Because I don't know of any heart that does this. I've known it for some years. And I'm tired again. When my heart is made for preaching the word. God has called me in this last hour of ministry. And Brother Freedom's here to set your feet afire. He set you here to preach the gospel of Jesus to you, and I'm not going to spare no punches. I'm going to do the will of God to get you into heaven and see you face to face in that day, and you're going to walk in His blessings. You're going to walk in His peace. You're going to walk determined to live for the Lord Jesus Christ until He comes through glory. And God bless you, people. I pray that God make His face to shine up here, be gracious unto you evermore. And I pray that His peace will be upon you. I pray that His blessings will be in your life. And I pray, my voice is just about gone, but I just had to give out this word today. I just had to give out the love of God. I love you, and God loves you. We pray that God meet your needs. I'm going up through the clouds of glory, and you need to come with me, because we're going to go up to heaven, and we're going to have a super-duper 20 million experience. Hallelujah! Glory to God! We're going to be happy. I'm going to be happy over there. How about you, sir? Well, everybody, pray through today. I want you to make me happy. And you'll make me happy if you're happy. God bless you all. I love you. I love you. I love you. And I love you. And I love you. God bless you. God bless you. God, touch your people out there today. Heal them. The supernatural power of God is flowing out through this world this day. It's going to different areas. It's going to Australia. It's going to India. It's going Tunisia, it's going to the Netherlands, it's going to China, it's going to Japan, it's going to Korea, it's going to North Carolina, South Carolina, it's going to Virginia, it's going through this world today, and God is not slack concerning His promise, but God is powerful, and the farther I go, the more my blood count is getting lower and lower, because God made me for this hour, and I thank Him for it, I praise Him for it. We're all fearfully and wonderfully made. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Heal you. Whatever your need is, Jesus is the answer. God bless you. Amen.